New Mayapur from different devotees. I remember Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who was during the last part of his life very close to me, would tell me, and it was a long dream for me to come here, and Bimala Prabhu has made it possible. He has invited me. Bimala Prabhu and Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, they have invited. And I'm really happy to be here. And I spent the most blissful night in my life in Gopaswami's hut. It is fantastic, really. I felt like a Brijvasi. Hare Krishna. Today we will start with the little festival, which reaches its culmination point on, is it Saturday when Balaram's appearance? On Saturday when Balaram's appearance day is, and I have heard about this festival since a long time. I think my little contribution to your festival will be to talk about Lord Balaram as much as possible during the morning classes and also during the evening before the kirtan, when we will talk a little bit about the leelas. And I request all of you to see this as an opportunity to increase your Balaram consciousness, as we will hear a little bit later during these classes. Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna, and he is practically like Krishna. So Balaram consciousness is also Krishna consciousness with a certain addition. Lord Balaram is usually worshipped to give us strengths which we require on our spiritual path. Radha Govinda Madhava Govinda Madhava Sila. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are reading this morning a text from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mula shlokerata karite prakasha. Mula shlokerata karite prakasha. Atha lagaite age kahiye abasa. Mula shlokerata karite prakasha. Mula shlokerata karite prakasha. gaite age kahie abasa. Chatushlokerata ekailasada. Premanama pracharite eyavatara. Jai Chidana. So, just to explain the original verse, I shall suggest its meaning. I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation of Gauranga Mahaprabhu descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena Tat Rupasya Vininayam Balopi Kurute Shastram Drishtva Vraja Vilasyana. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Braj, according to the vision of revealed scriptures. Purport. One can ascertain the meaning of this Sanskrit shloka only when one is endowed with the costless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Shri Krishna, being the absolute personality of Godhead, cannot be exposed to the mundane instruments of vision. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. Notwithstanding this truth, even a small child can easily understand Lord Sri Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in the land of Vrindavan, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, I will try to explain, although I'm a foolish child, something about Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Braj, according to the vision of the revealed Shastras. And I do hope that Srila Prabhupada will give me the right words and you will give me the proper ears. To explain the transcendental subject matter, two things are important: the right words, but also the proper ears. Sometimes we hear that Krishna can reveal himself through the words of Shastras, and he does so when we have the right ears, when we want to hear, when we want to absorb the transcendental knowledge. So I'm praying that today this speaker will be a surrendered soul and the audience will be an eager audience. Now, when I give lectures, I usually request the devotees to create a room which is free from diversion. So much sound going on. This is the bell, Acha. And there is a child. I don't know, mother, if your child is a little bored by what I say. I can 100% understand this. And makes sounds of then you please bring the child somewhere where he is not bored and play with him. Hare Krishna. But let us try. So one truth of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan is that he expands himself like a candle. Today when we did the arati to Srila Prabhupada, so you can bring this outside? Is it possible? No problem. We have a lot of space. Please bring it outside. I'm world famous for this. I insist that we have an atmosphere free from disturbances. I have become world famous because of this. It's very important because in the Hare Krishna movement we have a chronic disease of being somewhere else with our mind, and we have to bring it back. So yes, this morning I wanted to tell you there was this wonderful arati played, and we had first one light, and then from that light we ignited the incense and we ignited the arati lamp, and in this way the light of the original flame came into the arati lamp. It was the same flame which had expanded itself into five other flames. So Lord Krishna does the same. He is the original flame, and he does expand himself into different forms. And when he steps a little bit aside, he does this by stepping a little bit aside, then he becomes his first expansion, which is known as Lord Balaram. Just imagine, it's almost like there on the arati plate there was an original flame, and the flame, so to say, stepped a little bit to the left side to ignite the arati lamp with five other lights, and they were all expansions of the original flame. So Lord Krishna steps aside, and there he is in another form, the form of Lord Balaram. You can see on the altar there is Lord Krishna with his flute, and he has stepped a little bit to his right side, and all of a sudden there is another form, the form of Lord Balaram, smiling very sweetly and holding also a club. We will hear a little bit about these weapons of Lord Balaram, club and plow, a little later. But for now, I just wish you to concentrate on the glories of Krishna. Krishna steps aside and then takes on a different form. Once in Allahabad, there were devotees who could not understand this. You know, we were young devotees, and there it was during a Kumbh Mela, two older devotees began to quarrel with each other. One devotee, Madhuvisa Prabhu, said, "There is absolutely no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is that Krishna is blackish, as you can see, and Balaram is whitish. But otherwise, there is absolutely no difference." But then another older devotee, Yamuna, disagreed and said, "No, there is a difference. Krishna and Balaram are not absolutely one. It is more like there is a great difference. Krishna is together with..." You know everything. Krishna is together with Radharani, but Balaram is without Radharani. There is no Radharani next to Balaram. We actually, that is a correct statement. We hear that when Lord Balaram walks over the Govardhan hill, he is alone. There is no Radharani with him. A little later, after after Balaram has gone the path, Radha comes and she sees on the hill of Giriraj some whitish crystals. And immediately she thinks, I want to go to Krishna, but no one should see that I'm together with Krishna. This is our very confidential and private association. But here I see a whitish stone. It means for me, Balaram, who's all white, has passed on the Govardhan hill, and by the touch of his lotus feet, the Govardhan hill has turned whitish stones. It's a white stone. So Balaram must be somewhere here, and he should not see me together with my beloved, with my Krishna. That should not be seen in public. So I will go another path. From this we can see Radha is never together with Balaram. So there were these two opinions now. One said Balaram is absolutely identical with Krishna, but here another opinion came from Yamuna. No. Krishna is with Radharani, Balaram is without Radharani. And these two concepts were brought before Srila Prabhupada. Dhammakrishna Maharaj at that time said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, there is a quarrel and we need you to pass the ultimate judgment. One says Krishna and Balaram are identical. Is that true? Yes, said Prabhupada, this is correct. Another devotee says Balaram is different from Krishna because Krishna is with Radharani and Balaram is without Radha. That is correct, said Prabhupada. But, said the devotees, the two devotees say two different things. Both cannot be correct. They're different. What is the truth? Prabhupada said, you decide. You know, it's like this. We are foolish children. We cannot see the truth. We will always have a difficulty to understand transcendental identities. So I would like to now start my lecture series, where at the end you should decide if Krishna and Balaram are absolutely identical or if they are different. You have to hear now very carefully, because at the end of the lecture series I will interview all of you and see what you have decided. Are they absolutely identical, or are they different, or are they one and different, or is there another possibility which we have not even thought about? You will have to make this decision, and Krishna and Balaram will know what you think. Is that a good proposal? Krishna. And to understand Lord Balaram, there are a few verses which we will read. One is text 135 of this particular chapter, chapter 4. I will read it to you. Kabu guru kabu saka kabu britya lila purve yena tine bhave braja kaila kela. Sometimes Lord Bala, sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru. sometimes as his friend and sometimes as his servant. Just as Lord Balaram played with Lord Krishna in these three different moods in Braja. Lord Balaram was sometimes the teacher of Krishna, the caretaker, the guru. When Krishna walks every morning out of the village of Braj, at that time Mother Yashoda turns to Balaram and says, "Balaram, my little boy Krishna does not know his natural limitations. He sometimes plays and gets himself into danger, like when he fights with these demons. You must give me a promise today, Balaram, that you always protect my Krishna." Mother Yashoda turns to, "And you take care and you advise him." So sometimes Lord Balaram acts as a teacher, as a caretaker of Krishna. This is called the Vatsalya Rasa, a parental feelings towards someone who is slightly like a child, who is an inferior. Vatsa means calf. Vatsalya Bhava is the bhava where someone feels he is to be protected like a little calf. The disciple or the guru will tell to the disciple often the word Vatsa, "Oh dear child, Vatsa." Vatsa, it means dear calf, small cow. A guru, and this is how Lord Balaram acts towards Krishna, feels that his disciple is like a small calf, a small child. One needs to take care. You must know when you have calves. Calves don't know of the dangers which are there in the night, and the caretaker has to take the child back into the barn every evening so that the wolves and tigers cannot attack. So in the same way, Balaram is requested to act as Krishna's older brother in the function of guru, in the function of caretaker, who thinks Krishna needs to be taken care of, that nothing happens to him. One relationship or one rasa which Lord Balaram has. Now sometimes Balaram played with Lord Krishna in another rasa, a friend. We hear that sometimes Lord Krishna gets tired when he brings the cows for grazing, and as the night will come, noon will come, Lord Krishna feels so tired that Balaram says, "Oh Krishna, oh Vatsa, come rest your head on my lap." And he sits down and Krishna will take his rest on the lap of Lord Balaram, like this. Like a friend offers his care to another friend. I remember Dr. Gopaswami. He had written me an email. "Oh Maharaj, you come to New Vrindavan and you need some rest. Life is hectic for you preachers. I will give you my mud house." And he took care like this, in a friendly bhava, like a god brother takes care of another god brother. This is necessary when you have friendship. Friendship means you take care of the other person. So Lord Balaram takes care of Krishna in the Sakya Rasa. He says, "I have my body, you are tired, you please rest on my lap. This is my service for you, my friendly service, no? And sometimes Lord Balaram also serves Krishna in the rasa of dasya, of a servant. The way he does this is he massages Krishna's calves. Calves is, I don't know, my English is not so super English, it's a little bit German, but calves is this part of the body. So he presses the calves. This is what a servant does to his master. He massages it, Krishna. These through examples should give us an understanding of the sweet relationship of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna is the guru, the teacher, the caretaker of not Krishna. Balaram acts like this towards Krishna. He acts like the friend of Lord Krishna and sometimes as his servant. This is a very, very confidential Braj pastime. But Balaram also serves Krishna outside of Vrindavan when he becomes the Mula Sankarshan from which the Vaikuntha worlds emanate, and when he becomes the Mahavishnu who lies down on the ocean of all causes and in this way manifest the material worlds for us to learn our lessons which we unfortunately cannot avoid if we have turned away from Lord Krishna. So you can say Balaram acting in Braj in a very confidential way, in a very intimate way, but then he acts outside of Braj in a majestic way when he creates the majestic Vaikuntha verse, and then he acts even further outside in the cloud of Maya, the material manifestation, where he actually even manifests all the universes. This is Balaram, extremely powerful, extremely potent, and extremely close to Lord Krishna. Once, Shamba, who was the son of Krishna, or who is the son of Krishna, wanted to marry the only daughter of Duryodhana, who was called Lakshmana. And he came and kidnapped her. The Kauravas gave Shamba a battle at that time and made him a prisoner of war. They captured him. And when in Dwaraka the news came that Krishna's son Shamba was kidnapped by Duryodhana, Krishna sent Balaram to Hastinapur as a messenger, and he said, and Balaram arrived before Hastinapur and gave the message that you have to give back Shamba, otherwise Lord Krishna will come with a huge army and rescue Shamba. So at that time the Kauravas were not very impressed and they objected to this. They said, no, Shamba has come here and tried to kidnap the princess. We have with our mighty arms avoided this. We have made him a prisoner. We will not give Shamba. We will not set him free. Prove yourself in battle. And at that time they even began to slightly talk against Krishna. They said, what is this Krishna? I mean, how can he say we should give Shamba and the princess? How can he order us around like this? That is not very good. He is playing as if he is strong. He is acting as if he is the Lord, but he does not know our power. So at that time Balaram said something to glorify Krishna. He said, the masters of the various planetary systems accept the dust of Krishna's lotus feet on their crowned heads. This dust from Krishna's feet makes the holy places sacred, and even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I, Balaram, who are all portions of his plenary portions, eternally carry that dust on our heads. So,
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
So, Hare Krishna. So Balaram praised Lord Krishna and saying that the dust from his feet makes the holy places sacred. And the great rulers of this universe, to gain their power, carry that dust on their heads. Hare Krishna. Whoa. So this is Balaram's position. He is very, 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 very much loving his Lord Krishna. When the Kauravas did not follow and did still not agree to give Shamba and the princess, Balaram became extremely angry. He took his plow and he began to pull the huge town Hastinapur with his plow inside it, the river Ganga, to drown everyone. This Balaram, he's very tender-hearted, he's very loving, but if you don't follow what Balaram says, he gets angry. It is described when Krishna and Balaram fought Chandura Mushtika, Krishna was smiling all the time. He was dancing. But Balaram's eyes became red hot like copper. He became so angry that someone dared to wrestle with his Lord and beat Lord Krishna, that the fiery effulgence of Brahman seemed to come out of Balaram's eyes, and he was just burning everyone with his angry eyes. It's described like this. Balaram can be quite intense. I want to come to the closure of this lecture. I want to bring an important question to all of you. In our, we will hear this in this morning's class tomorrow. Balaram represents the strength, the spiritual strength. If you want to go on the spiritual path, you can't do this with your own strength. For walking the spiritual path of Krishna consciousness, you need the strength, the divine strength, the spiritual strength. And this spiritual strength is given by Lord Balaram. Balaram expands into this world as the Guru Tattva, the spiritual master who carries the spiritual strength. And you need to connect with the spiritual teacher, with the spiritual master, who is a conduct of the spiritual strength which comes from Lord Balaram. in order to have the strength to walk on the spiritual path. I don't know how you feel, but I feel sometimes spiritually weak. And I wonder, how will I ever go back to Godhead? And this question gives me pain in my heart. I don't know if you also feel sometimes spiritually this weakness, you know, where one just is not able to conquer the mind and the senses, where one feels uninspired, unhappy on the spiritual path. I don't know if you also feel this sometimes. See, no one of us will ever be able to overcome the strong chains of his or her karma without the strength of Lord Balaram. It is not possible. An ordinary conditioned soul cannot go back to Godhead on his own strength. To think you can go back to Godhead with your strength, means with your muscle strength or the strength of your intelligence, is really as foolish as to think you can cross the Atlantic Ocean by swimming. It's not possible. Or you can fly to the heavenly planets with your hands like this. It's just not possible. It's not possible. You need spiritual strength. And I feel as we are slowly entering this Balaram festival, we should know that maybe during this festival, when we try to please Lord Balaram, we can ask him for the necessary spiritual strength to go on our path. What exactly do we mean with spiritual strength? I think we all know what is muscular strength, and we know what is intellectual strength, but what exactly is spiritual strength? Spiritual strength, my dear devotees, is a combination of two shaktis, the Samvit and the Kladini shakti. Samvit means knowledge of sambandha, your connection with the spiritual world, and Kladini means pleasure, or I will translate it into modern ISKCON jargon, taste. Spiritual strength means you know what you do and you have taste for it. You like it. You just love to do it. You want to do it. When you have love in your heart, you can do things which are amazing. If you have no love in your heart, you don't like to do anything. This spiritual taste really is a combination of this love, or this deep, deep taste which springs from the soul, which is of a spiritual quality and which empowers all your activities. And the spiritual strength also will show you what to do. It will show you your next strength. These two things, Kladini and Samvit Shakti, are spiritual strengths. Bala, bala, bala. These two things. Can you understand how necessary these two things are in our life? This deep taste which makes you do things. In Croatia, we have seen this. There was one child, one man with his two daughters went with a boat into the Mediterranean Sea, and there was the Bura. Who of you know what the Bura is? Bura is a heavy storm, too much storm. And the boat came to an island and got stranded on something like a cliff. So the man took his two little daughters
and Vader walks through the storm whipped water on that island, but it was at a place of the island where no one could normally reach. So they, the wife who was left at home, told the police, "My husband has not come back with the two daughters, but it is storm." So the police informed these rescue people, and a helicopter was sent, and finally the helicopter found the husband with the two little daughters on that island, just a little bit away from the waves. The waves were becoming higher and higher, and they were threatening to wash the two little children back into the water, back into the sea. So they tried to bring different rescue workers, swimmers and boat people, but they could not come close to that cliff. It was so much, the storm had increased, the waves were so high, no one could reach it. Then they tried to bring the best climbers to come down on the cliff to just save at least the little two children from death. But the climbers could not climb because the bura was there. Bura means really a heavy storm, that they were just falling off the cliff, So the mother is hearing this. Swimmers cannot reach, the helicopter cannot reach, boats cannot reach, climbers cannot reach. Then the mother said, "I will reach and save my children." So she got a rope and she said, "Don't do it, don't do it, you will die. It's enough if your children die." "No, I will do it." Mother had so much love in her heart that she climbed down. Somehow the rope, no one knows how she did it. She went to her children, somehow got her children and climbed up. She left her husband. Hare Krishna, mother love. And saved the two children. The husband later, I don't know if he survived, I only know this far, that by her motherly love, our mother will know, mother love is very strong. By that love, she got so much strength, more strength than the best swimmers, than the best boat drivers, than the best climbers, than the best everyone. So much strength. She had love. My dear devotees, this love should never die in our heart. When it dies, we become weak. Oof, so weak. We cannot walk the spiritual path. So this balara, this strength of love, or let me call it also taste, that pleasure, chladini and sambit, this is what Balaram has for us. On Balaram's appearance day, you should all pray that your spiritual strength is coming back, that your taste for Krishna consciousness comes, and that you get this intuitive knowledge which is part of the Samvit Shakti, so that you can walk that dangerous path which is described to be as narrow as the razor's edge. Balaram has his position in Vraj, and we talked a little bit about it. Balaram has his position in manifesting the spiritual world, the Vaikuntha world, and we talked just a little bit about it. But Balaram has also his position in the lives of sincere devotees, because he is the source of that spiritual strength which we require to move forward. If you are liking philosophy, you should know Balaram is Samasti Guru Tattva, and empowers the Vyasti Gurus. what all this is, we will learn slowly each morning a little bit more, so that at the end you can make your decision. Is Balaram identical with Krishna? Is he different? In what way is he different? And in this way you can learn some things in order to make your decision. For now, I want to end my lecture to ask you that you are kind. I want to ask you also, please take part in this wonderful festival. Inform yourself, when are the kirtans, when are the lectures, what is going on, what is supplied to you. I can really guarantee you that at the end of the festival, you will be able to approach Lord Balaram and get the gift. Somehow, Lord Balaram has a gift behind his lotus feet for each one of us, a little container full of virtual strings. At the end of the festival, we will all collect our gift and then hopefully go into our lives a little bit more empowered, a little bit more strong, and a little bit more Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So what should we do, Godamandala Prabhu? Should we ask the devotees to ask some questions, or it's already 10 minutes past 9, maybe it's a little late?
You decide.
Godamandala Prabhu is training us already. We should make our decision, everyone. You decide. Maybe we can have one question. If there is. I have a question. When is Prasadam? Hare Krishna. Okay, I think it's a little late. Or there was a question, one Prabhu had a question. Yes?
Maharaj, can you explain us what is love?
Oh, that is. Prabhuji, you have asked a very good question. Our Prabhu has asked, what is love? If I can give my explanation. Once there was a blind man. He asked, can you explain us milk? To another person. So this person said, the milk is white. Ah, said the blind man. What is white? Can you explain white to us? Well, said the seeing person, it is like that bird, the flamingo. Flamingo? In French we say also flamant, like the flamant. Oh, Gaura Hari, I was thinking of Gaura Hari very strongly. Flamant. Yes. So the blind man said, but what is the flamant? So the seeing person said, made his arm like this and said, here, touch me. So the blind man said, he said, I will never drink milk. If I drink milk, then the milk will get stuck in my throat. So this is an example which is given that some things are very difficult to explain. Love is one of these things. It's very difficult to explain. Especially love of Godhead. Very difficult to explain for us who are blind, you know. Especially the spiritual love is very difficult to explain. In the scriptures, devotees have tried to explain it. They have said it is like the sweetest nectar and like the most heaviest of poison. So when we hear, oh, heaviest of poison, I don't want this. Thank you very much. No. It is very good. It's very good. Don't worry. It's very good. But it's very difficult for us to explain, to understand. Really. And therefore your question is wonderful. What is love? It's a very good question. We need to explore this subject very, very deeply. It's very difficult to understand and difficult to explain. But I can tell you one thing, my dear devotees. There is a process whereby which you can experience it. And I really feel in our Hare Krishna movement, now I will say something absolutely controversial. Listen, France is the world of controversial philosophies, Rousseau and this one and that one. I really very strongly believe some of the things we are talking about can only make sense if you experience them. The experience is the proof for this. We have so much philosophy and we have so much, we have heard so many lectures that we are already thinking, not another one, please. But we have little experience. And love of Godhead, these are things which cannot be explained. It's not possible. However, do you understand the explanation? It's the sweetest nectar and the heaviest of poison. This is contradictory in our world of concepts. Huh? So you need to experience what it is. And the way of the experience is when you start to serve the holy name. Because the holy name is Krishna. It's very difficult for us to understand. But if you serve the holy name, my dear devotee, you will begin to get an experience of what is the sweet feeling of Krishna consciousness. And I request you to make an experiment. Each evening we will chant for a long time in this temple room. I heard this is the program. Come there. Even if your restless mind tells you, go, leave, eat some pizza now. Stay there and serve the holy name for long, long time, for hours without end. You will see, all of a sudden, you will feel something of that love. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu distributed this love of Godhead through the holy name only. And I really invite you to make this experiment. Come to the Kirtan Mela, come to Vrindavan, just chant, you know, chant really like, wow, really, with prayerful eyes, oh Krishna, Krishna. And then you will begin to understand what is this love. But to explain it, oh, I cannot explain it. No one can explain it. It is something you need to experience. It's so wonderful. But I invite you to make this experiment, to experience love. Would be good. The whole world needs it. The whole Hare Krishna movement needs it also. Everyone needs it. Everyone. Yogis need it. Bogis need it. Everyone. The whole world. Mr. Obama needs it. Very important. Even a drop of that love, all problems are gone. Just a little drop. Finished. Life is successful. And it comes in Kali Yuga, this love, through the chanting of the holy names. And you just have to know how to do it. There will be seminars on five secrets of chanting the holy name, so that the holy name will reveal its mercy. That is there, this seminar is there. You can also visit the seminar. Thank you for your wonderful question, Prabhu. This was the best question I've ever heard. What, really? No, I'm not joking. What is love? Yeah. Good question. Best question. So we will end here, because the other question is also there. When is prasadam? And where?
Just one last comment.
Yes.
You may know the story of Narada Muni, who asked Vishnu, what is Maya?
Yeah.
And Vishnu said, I cannot explain it. It has to be experienced.
Yes.
Then, Vishnu arranged a situation in which Narada become merged in the material world, went into Grihastha life.
Yeah.
And at the end, his family was destroyed, and he was praying so much to Krishna, and again he came out of his dream, and he was again with Krishna, and he realized what was Maya this time.
Yeah, yeah. He had to experience it, yeah. Thank you for that wonderful comment, Prabhu. Thank you. But let us in this life give it a good attempt. We have experienced Maya. I think many of us have experienced. Let us try this time to experience a little of Krishna consciousness as much as we can. We had enough. What Prabhu wanted to say is true. Things need to be experienced. Some can't be explained. I thank you very much. I see you during the day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna.